Hello everyone, this is Holly, and I'm going to record our WOW 7, list number 20. WOW, W-O-W, Words of the Week, times 7. In a pickle, in a rut, in a pinch, in a bind, at the end of one's rope, between a rock and a hard place. In a quandary. Pronunciation notes note how in a pickle is not spoken as three distinct words. In natural fluent speech, in a, the first two words sound like one word. In a pickle. The final consonant links with the next vowel sound, and usually in a rather than in a. I'm in a pickle is not what you will usually hear. Rather, you will hear in a pickle. And also quandary. Quandary, three syllables, quandary. What you probably hear when I speak the word, two syllables. In American English, many words which have a single vowel sound as the middle syllable will be dropped when spoken. So instead of quandary, you hear quandary. The D shifts over, quandary, quandary, quandary. I'm in a quandary. Sometimes you hear a half vowel sound and you're not sure if you are hearing two or three syllables in the word. This is a common natural occurrence with native English speakers. You are free to check a dictionary and learn the word in the way that's most comfortable for you. For listening, it's helpful to know that you may not hear a third syllable. I wrote a short dialogue, and here it is. Here it is, already December 30th. The year is almost over. I'm in a real pickle. I'm in a bind, and I'm the one who put me there. I'm not just in a rut, I'm in a sinkhole. In a pinch, I suppose I could make excuses. It's a quandary of a sort, but I'm not at the end of my rope. Not yet, not by a long shot. Holly, what exactly has you tied up in knots? My list of must accomplish this year, 2015, is a long way from being completed. No way will I finish all of these to-dos by tomorrow night. To-dos, to-dos, pronunciation either way. Woe is me. And in brackets, but this is spoken with a smile, since this is not an earth-shattering surprise, an earth-shattering surprise to anyone who knows me. It's certainly nothing new. I'm well known for my piles of papers, my dreams, my scattered notes, my post-it reminders, my nudge mails, and so on. It's really just another day. Bye for now.